We've got more Tough Talk today on MMA Rated Radio as we're being joined right now by Tough 7 cast member Jeremy May. We all witnessed May lose a heated battle last night to Matt Brown, and there is certainly a whole host of topics to discuss with him on this episode of the show. What's going on, Jeremy?
How's it going, Arya?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you are a pretty wanted man in the MMA world today, correct?
A little bit, I guess. Apparently my mouth gets me in trouble a few times here and there.
What was it like for you to actually watch the show last night and see, you know, the way you were portrayed on television and what some of the other fighters were saying about you?
It was definitely interesting. I love editing, and I really, you know, I'm not the kind of person that lets anything anyone say bother me, but it was definitely interesting. I was very disappointed in myself just watching my fight and realizing, you know, I got gas. I've never had that feeling in a fight before. Something I'll never experience again in my fight career.
You mentioned the editing part, though. What do you think? Do you think that you were portrayed negatively? Like they didn't stay true to how you really were on the show and in the house? Hello? Let me just try. I'm just going to ask the same question again, okay?
Okay,
so you mentioned editing. Do you think that you were now portrayed negatively, you know, on the show, in the house, as opposed to how you really were?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit too negative. I'm a fun-loving kind of guy. Considering the fact that in one episode they threw together all the messing around I did with people over a 6-week period, threw it all into one episode and made it look like I was just this nonstop, messing around with people prick that, you know, just is annoying. Which, I mean, I don't know, everyone I hang out with doesn't think I'm annoying. I mean, that's just the way I am. I've had a lot of people ask me, were you doing that just to, you know, get camera time or whatever? And honestly, I feel like I actually toned it down a little just because I was a little camera shy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So all that stuff that they showed yesterday, that was in the days leading up to the Matt Brown fight, that was actually over the entire period that you were in the house?
Well, let's see, last week's episode where they showed me, you know, throwing stuff at Jesse Taylor or, you know, all that. That was like 6 weeks of stuff all thrown into one episode. And yeah, you know, watching it was like, oh man, you know, yeah, they make it look like it all happened in one day or, you know, a couple days.
Right.
And, yeah, if I acted like that, yeah, I'm a douchebag. But, I think I spread it out pretty evenly and far enough between that. I don't know, like I said, I'm a fun-loving guy. I like to play pranks and have a good time. We didn't have TV or any kind of entertainment. That was my entertainment. Put a smile on my face. Sorry there wasn't any, you know, other guys in the house with a sense of humor that could laugh along with it.
I think you do deserve a little credit that you may not be receiving in that, you know, you look at a guy like Luke Zachrich, right? No disrespect to him, but you know, if he loses his bout, if he doesn't reappear on the show, a lot of people won't remember him in a few months. And at least, I mean, you created a persona for yourself. Good or bad, people are talking about you. People know who you are. And obviously, you want to be remembered for winning fights. But at least you created some intrigue behind your fight. I'm sure a lot of people tuned in after seeing last week's episode wanting to know who wins between you and Matt Brown. And really, when it comes down to it, that's what the sport's all about. So I don't think you should.
Yeah, ratings, making it interesting, and having an exciting fight. I didn't go out there and hug someone and lay around for the fight. I mean, I was swinging. I was trying to finish him off. Yeah, that's the kind of fighter I am. I just ran out of gas. I apologize to my fans, you know, if I have any. But I apologize for doing that. It was, I went out there with a bum knee. If you watch my first fight, I get kicked in that knee two times. I've got two tears on my MCL, and unfortunately in the fight game, I actually quit my business. I had a painting business. I was painting houses, doing very well. And, I quit working just to train full time and fight, and, kind of took a cut in pay, and, haven't been able to afford the surgery to get my knee taken care of. But, that's all going to be taken care of here soon. And, you won't see any, Jeremy Jitsu go out there and get gassed. So,
let me ask you about the knee, though, because I've actually read online today a couple of people questioning whether, in fact, you were injured and saying that you were kind of laying low before your fight to not get banged up or anything like that. You were, in fact, legitimately injured, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I've got MRIs to prove. I have two tears on my MCL.
So why would people say that? Why are people questioning whether or not you're telling the truth?
Well, they showed him, they showed last night me saying, I was sandbagging. I didn't mean that like I was sandbagging because I could have trained, but every time I trained, you saw it happen. They showed, my knee would get tweaked, and I don't know if you've torn your MCL, but that was really painful, and it kind of sets you out for a day or so. Every time, I had two and a half weeks in between my first fight to my fight with Matt Brown, and it was so aggravating. I love training hard. I usually train back home. I train 2-3 times a day. I'm not afraid to get out there and get banged up. It was just every time I went to train, run, do cardio, my knee was killing me. And
The deal with Matt Brown, though? I mean, you said that you were just kind of playing around with him. Was there a reason why that we maybe didn't see that you played the prank on him?
Actually, funny you asked that question. Yeah, there is. I walked in the house, and they were out training. We got back from training. They were gone. Good training. And I walked in the house, and guys spit in bottles, and there was spit bottles all over the floor, all over the couch. And I want to sit down on the couch, and the dip is in my way. So if you're going to leave your shit out, I'm going to mess with it. Back home, that's the way, if you don't want something to mess with, don't leave it out. And, I could have put something in there that would, probably burn him, maybe made him puke, but it was just lime juice. It would have tasted funny. You'd been like, what is this? And, I don't know. There was no malice behind it or anything. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to start shit with him. It was just, I was playing around. Like I said, the house gets to you. You sit out there, there's nothing to do, and I like to have fun, and unfortunately, that's my idea of fun.
So I'm guessing that watching it yesterday, you must have been a little pissed off that aspect of it, the sort of impetus for your prank, was not shown.
Yeah, a little, but...
Because just watching it, you're like, oh, why is this guy picking on him in particular? You know what I mean? So, now it sort of makes sense. It's a little annoying to have all those bottles everywhere.
Yeah, it is. And that's just disgusting. I mean, I think between, there was only like three guys that cleaned up after themselves. Me, there was Gerald Harris. Gerald Harris was one of the cleaner guys on the show. And Nick Klein. Other than that, everyone else were just, they're pigs, dude. They'd cut like chicken fat off their chicken breast or whatever they're gonna cook on the grill, and just leave it on the counter. I mean, they were just disgusting. So yeah, you're gonna live like a pig. I'm gonna mess with you, and I didn't mean it like, oh, I'm gonna start beef with you. I'm just playing a prank. Hey, you catch me leaving shit out, mess with my shit,
How was it between you two guys following the fight? Was everything squashed?
Yeah, everything was squashed. You saw right after the fight, he's right. Like, everything's cool. There's different kind of fighters. I mean, he's one of those guys that actually gets mad at his opponents before he fights them. I mean, he would have been mad at, I believe he would have been mad at me, had beef with me, even if I hadn't messed with him. because he's just that kind of guy.
Okay. And now when you're looking back on the experience, you're done with it. Are you happy, though, that you did this? Are you happy that, you know, people got to see you for the first time through The Ultimate Fighter?
Oh, extremely happy. I mean, I'm very happy I went out there and did it. I don't think there's a lot of people that could do that, you know. And the ones that couldn't do it obviously got sent home that first day.
What about the training that you received? Because, you know, right up until your fight, Rampage was on a bit of a losing streak. Do you think that that is sort of indicative of him not being a good trainer, or is it just bad matchups?
I don't know. Like I said, I should have beaten that Brown. If my cardio would have been better, that fight was mine. It was.
Is that maybe just a case, you know, of the situation of being that you're in the fighting, you know, next to Dana, Quinton, Forrest, all those guys, and did it get to you, or is it one of those freak things?
It was interesting. It was kind of like a high, thinking that, you know, damn, you know, I'm actually here. Yeah, I saw the show. I think the show started, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Three or 4 years ago. Right. And, you know, I saw the first show, and it was like, dude, you know, it was just like a dream to even, I didn't even think I'd ever be on The Ultimate Fighter, you know? And then, yeah, I have them calling me, please come out for the 185 house. So it was kind of like, wow, you know? I mean, it was definitely a little bit of a high, going out there. I don't think it messed with me, you know, messed with my fight game at all.
So they actually recruited you?
Well, what happened is I actually made the 170 house, and then somehow, you know, I think I had a week before I was flying out, and they told me, you know, you're on, you're coming out, and then I get a phone call from them saying, we didn't realize you're only 20. Please come back. You're a big kid for 170. Please come back for the 185 house. And I didn't keep up with it. You know, I just went back to training. I had two fights in between, you know, the time I was supposed to go out there and when I got called to come back out and get my medical work done for the 185 house. And it was just like, they called me. I didn't go to any tryouts or anything. They just remembered me. They're like, hey, we really want you on the show. So
interesting. Okay. And going 2-0 in those two fights, I'm sure, helped your cause a little bit. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us today. It was great to get, you know, a little different side of the story from yesterday, because it's, you know, easy to sort of make judgments off of what we saw last night. But best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me, man.